You are listening to Utah Public Radio. Flixit 48 is up next. Our film critic, Casey T. Allen, joins us. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
This week you saw the film The Father. Tell us what it's about and your review.
I have a heart of charred stone, so I rarely get emotional watching films, but this one had me on the edge of tears. The Father is an emotionally stunning family drama about a charming elderly man fighting to hang on to his daughters and his home in spite of his increasing memory problems. The Father is directed by Florian Zeller, a French playwright and theater director who wrote the play The Father, on which this film is based. The play was first produced in 2012 in Paris, and was first adapted into the French-language film Florida in 2015. The despondent psychological struggles of aging have been shown with sensitivity and firmness in contemporary film before, like Iris with Judi Dench, Robot and Frank with Frank Langella, and Nebraska with Bruce Dern. But The Father shows the anxieties of memory loss and dementia only through the man living with it. Through elegant distortions of time, location, and relationships, the viewer is forced into the stress, confusion, and unease of old age, just like the main character. Almost the entire film is shot in the rooms of the same apartment, but the emotional ground covered in that confining space feels so vast, going from angry frustration to a fearful longing. The Father will remind viewers why love matters and why relationships should be cared for. The Father is currently playing in select movie theaters throughout northern Utah, and will be available through on-demand streaming services starting March 26th.
Well, Casey, it sounds like you really liked this film.
Absolutely beautiful. What's the word? It blew my mind. Yeah, I thought it was great.
And the Oscar nominations came out on Monday, and we're going to talk about Oscars next week. Let's now talk about Oscar nominations for The Father. Anthony Hopkins is making history in the Best Actor category. Tell us about that and who he is up against in this category. Does he have a chance?
I would say if it weren't for Chadwick Boseman's nomination this year, Anthony Hopkins would have a very strong chance of winning. But it's unlikely he will win because Chadwick Boseman's performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is a surefire win, especially after Chadwick Boseman won the award for Best Actor in a Drama at the Golden Globe Awards last month. Hopkins is now 83 years old, and that makes him the oldest nominee in the Best Actor category in the history of the Oscars. So he's proving acting often gets better with age because he did a terrific job. This is his sixth nomination over his acting career.
Well, Casey, yeah. Tell us who else is up in the Best Actor category.
We have Anthony Hopkins and Chadwick Boseman, also nominated Gary Oldman in the classic 1940s Hollywood film Mank, Riz Ahmed in The Sound of Metal, and Steven Yeun in Minari. Three of these actors are first-time nominees. Anthony Hopkins and Gary Oldman, of course, are more well-known, prestigious veteran actors, and the other three nominees are comparatively younger, and it's exciting to see their names included. I was very happy to see all of them nominated.
What other nominations did The Father receive?
The Father got nominated for five other awards, including Best Picture, although it's a long shot for it to win in that category. It's also nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, adapted from the play. Also nominated is Best Editing, Best Production Design, and Best Supporting Actress, Olivia Colman, who plays Anthony Hopkins' character's daughter.
All right, Casey. Well, we will delve into the categories and nominations for the 93rd Annual Academy Awards next week. I look forward to it. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.